Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
That on. Would that
on
be
air?
Wrong? We're recording. Do whatever you want.
Are we recording now?
We're recording.
We can fix
we're
it
here.
In post.
Richie's doing illegal things.
All right, so wait. Carol's doing the drink, and I'm doing the joke.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm doing the listening.
If I did the joke before, tell me, but I don't think I did it.
Okay. All right.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadonna, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne. I can't believe we can hear Mark Rigadonna and
your producer, Soul Joel. We did it right for the first
time.
Slow it down. I can't believe
we can hear Mark Rigadonna. Yeah.
He didn't bitch. Well, now he's kind of bitching.
No, this is great. I'm not bitching. I've had people bitch to me that I'm too loud and you're too low. But we just fixed something on the microphones.
We've been on mute.
But we haven't always been here. So, like, I don't know. It's weird.
Problem solved all the way around.
Anyway, we are here. It's time for Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
We are not at the Public House. We are at the Comic Strip Live.
We're at the Comic Strip Live.
Upper East Side,
great comedy club.
City.
So thrilled to be here. And we have a great guest.
One of my favorite people on the planet.
Aww.
Really?
Yes, Carol Montgomery.
Carol
there,
Montgomery, baby.
Woo!
If you guys know Carol.
By the way, our first female.
Is
no,
it? No, we had
Tracy Locke.
Oh, we had Tracy Locke. Okay. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Well, she played football, does that
count? Wait a minute. You're actually third female, Richie.
Wow.
And our guest has now taken over.
Okay, now you've already.
You already won the audience over.
No, you've usurped the. The whole, first of all, Mark Rigadonna thinks I'm a lesbian. That's where this comes from.
No, he looks like a lesbian.
I look like a lesbian.
But
if I actually look like a lesbian, let's face it, I'd be getting a lot more work. Come on. Those chicks rule comedy. You know it, Carol.
And you'd get laid a lot more, too. So.
You'd be scissoring the night away.
Says I'm not?
I got to tell you, I'm so excited to have Carol here.
It's a thrill to have Carol here.
Oh, thanks, Carol.
Carol's a legend.
She is.
Wow. I know that makes you feel old, but you really are. You're a legend.
I am old. I'm going to be 60 in 2
months. Wow, there it is. There it is.
Happy birthday
the
in 2 months.
First of all, you don't look like it, and that's the first time that's ever been said ever.
I know. By
in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I turned
2 months.
2 months.
When's your birthday?
April 19th.
I'm July 19th. That's weird. It's
I'm May 12th.
And Joel, it's the semen I use for the youth.
Yes. Look at it. Keeps
fresh.
The face fresh.
Nice. Well done.
I know a lot about that.
That's why his ass looks like a 10-year-old boy.
Wow. Did we really?
Really? We
did. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I apologize.
Well, I'm
to
looking
the
forward
community.
To having Carol close out Mark Rigadonna and Friends at the Valley Forge Casino.
Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, what a shameless plug that was.
Well, I had to say, I had to segue it off your ass somehow.
It's not the first time it's been segued off his ass.
My ass has been segued off a lot.
So, I got to say, though, it's me, you, and Jim Mandrinos.
I know.
Which is like the dream team of like overseas
yeah
fun.
The military stuff that's
the military yeah,
all of our
yeah.
military
yeah.
shows it was the three of us
perfect for Valley Forge
yeah exactly
yeah, wow yeah,
no,
I'm bringing my musket
yeah
I hope you're ready for some musket fun.
All right, now
my
you
flat
know
jacket.
I don't mean to interrupt but
yes.
you know I'm a
Please
stickler
do.
For the show and you and I you know what I like
I know
the
you,
name of the show is Drinks.
This man cannot wait to go by the rules unless he has something to say.
No.
Oh wow. Wow.
Thank you for calling me a man.
Wow.
But anyway.
Richie, I love you so much. It's ridiculous.
This is like they've been married for a long
time. I know, but you know.
ADD well, without the Ritalin.
But you know I'm into women.
So we're lesbians.
Have you seen my tits?
Oh.
They're voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Did he just say
yeah,
voluptuous?
He said voluptuous.
Wow.
So tell me, so what's
Mark's
the
been at Brady's too long.
First, we talk about a drink.
It's Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. So
okay.
we talk
first
about a drink.
We do, is
okay.
we do a joke.
Our drink of the show.
And
okay.
then we have an official drink of the show.
And this show is going to be you. Your drink.
Okay,
your
well.
Drink. So the Carol Montgomery drink. When you go to a bar, what do you look forward to getting?
Well, smashed.
A lot.
I used to love tequila and margaritas, but I'm on a...
Tequila was my thing, man.
Yeah, but
I love tequila.
I still love tequila.
My wedding, that's what I drank.
I had a bad experience when I was 18, and I can't...
Really?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Well, that,
sorry.
But that's the thing.
Even when I was bartending, if someone ordered tequila, I'd have to, like...
Really?
I couldn't even
years later.
Smell it.
Really?
Years
later.
Couldn't even smell it. It would make me nauseous. Yeah.
So what's wild, though, is, like, to me, tequila is, like, the drink that I can monitor myself.
Right.
Because I will not drink it, like, a lot. Like,
right.
I'll have a shot, and I wait, like, 20 minutes before I even think about getting another one.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to
I'm like that with heroin.
My God. Dude, I saw a guy today walking down the street. De Blasio is definitely in office. There was a dude stumbling around in pajamas, and he had, like, these rips in his cheeks, and he was, like, wandering around. It was so, like, all
don't
of a sudden.
Don't talk about your agent like that.
I mean, my God. It's like,
no,
what happened?
I
thought it was a comedy show.
No, but it was the fucking, like, it was like, is this the 90s? Like, how is somebody walking?
Remember the 80s? Were you here in the
80s? 34th Street?
I grew
like,
up here.
Some dude's just stumbling around, can't even walk.
It's
like,
getting that
so
way
depressed.
Again.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's getting back to that
just
70s,
to off,
80s. Time.
Yeah, going off on a tangent because you mentioned de Blasio. So, you know about all the homeless shelters that he wants to open up in the city?
No.
Okay. He should open them in Jersey.
Wait. This is the best. So, we live behind Billionaire's Row, which is the big 157.
Right. I've been to your apartment.
Yeah, so not for any other reason. It was for vocal coaching.
I actually went to, yes.
It was for vocal coaching.
Her
mother-in-law
has a throat.
So they're building a homeless shelter right next to the Billionaire's Row.
And they must be happy.
Oh, they're so happy, the people.
We still haven't told the joke. We haven't talked about the drink, but go ahead. No, I want you to go ahead.
No. So it's this hotel called the Park Savoy, and they make it into a homeless shelter. So everybody on the block is fucking going crazy.
Right.
Because they're building a homeless shelter on Billionaire's Row.
Now, what are you doing about it? Because I know you're a liberal.
She's contributing
to the homeless people. I don't own my apartment.
Okay. Great answer.
Carol's homeless. She's living there.
Yeah, I don't own my apartment, so it's not my fucking fight.
You've been homeless Carol, shelter for
Carol and I
a
are
while.
Both homeless. Yes. I live with my in-laws, too.
I know. What's wrong with us?
Wow.
You know what? We live the life we want.
Well,
not the life we should.
The line I say about why I live with my mother, why do I go? I think you've heard this joke. The line when why do you go to all the... bases and all that stuff, and it's dangerous.
Go to war zone.
Right. I say I live with my mother-in-law. I go to war zones to relax.
That's hilarious.
She That's great.
Carol unwinds
now,
during gunfire.
What's your drink now, though? You said your drink, and
so,
I like it.
I'm trying to, because I'm going to be 60, and I'm trying to get into shape because a lot of things are happening down the pike that I want to look a little bit better, and I look good. I just want to get so I'm doing like low carb, semi keto type of stuff.
She's
and
making
Steve,
sure she's counting the carbs, she's counting the right. calories.
My buddy's on that keto, he's losing weight like
and
crazy.
Steven Cruiser is on keto. And
oh my God,
I
was just gonna
Steven
Cruiser because we were gonna talk, about Steven Cruiser later
right.
because that's how we were friends before we were friends,
right.
Through we had Steven Cruiser in common.
Yes, a lot of people.
Steven Cruiser on paper should be my enemy.
Right,
and I love him.
No,
so
he is.
He's the greatest. He's one of my.
I haven't talked to him in years, but
anyway, so Steven Cruiser, he was in town. We went to have drinks, and I said, he goes, I'm on keto. I said, what do you drink? He goes, vodka has no carbs. So that vodka now is my favorite drink.
Well, wait a minute. Is Steven Cruiser drinking?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why am I not friends with him anymore? I went through the shitty years with Steven Cruiser.
Do you understand?
I went through the years where he would stare at me and go, you know what you do with your body? You know what you do with your body?
No.
And I go, will you please do a fucking shot and shut up?
Yeah.
Steven Cruiser.
That's hilarious.
First time I met him
was
at the airport. We were at JFK on our way to Iraq. We go and we meet up. Cruiser, Felicia Michaels,
Leanne, and you.
And as soon as I saw Steven, I go over to him and I go to introduce myself, and he goes, you know, we're going to dry countries. We're going to be there for 30 days. And I was like, well, let's drink.
I cannot believe this. I have never seen Steven Cruiser drink.
Well, He's the one that turned me on to vodka, and because I don't like vodka,
right?
Straight, I have vanilla vodka and soda. It tastes like cream soda.
No, that's great.
Cream soda.
Oh, vanilla vodka and soda?
And so just regular club soda.
Really?
It tastes like
I'm
cream soda.
I'm going to tell you guys right now.
Because I like that.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to.
That's a winner.
No, I like that.
Because here's the thing.
And I'm a drinker.
Guys like us who are, you know, on paper alcoholics. And
on paper and off.
Yeah. We should be in meetings, but... We all have this thing that it's like the harsher the drink tastes, the more manly it is.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of against that now. Well, now I'm a little older. I'm like, you know what? I want to enjoy this. That's why earlier.
That's why you had
Evan
that semen and soda earlier.
Yeah. Well, you didn't complain. Except that you had to
did
bring
you say
soda.
Did I just make a gay joke?
Did you
really?
Say 7 and 7? No, I don't believe he did.
No, it was a 3 and 3.
We'll cut that out in post.
Of course we will.
That's why
when Evan came in and he was like, what do you want to drink? And I told him I wanted some Jamesons. I told him, you can pour it heavy. Because at comedy clubs, they tend to pour heavy because comics are, you know, poor alcoholics. And want every ounce of alcohol they can get in their body. But I always go to the bar and go, you can pour it light. I don't need need the paint coming off my teeth.
Yes. Right.
Every time I take a sip.
You ever go to a comedy club and you go, you've never been there before, out of town, you go.
You know my career. Never been.
And you walk in and everybody couldn't be nicer and they're giving you drinks for free and all that stuff. And you go back 6 months later and suddenly you can't get a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, who is here? And normally it's Angel.
Oh, I was going to say. That was my guess.
Shout out to Angel.
Shout out to Angel Salazar. I'm going to say it.
You know what's so funny about that's okay. Going back, and this is where I really date myself. So, one of the first road.
Can you do that?
Fuck you. listen, lesbian.
Because as a lesbian, I'm mostly attracted to me, so I would love to date myself.
But the one of the first road gigs was Comic Strip in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, and because you go away for a week. Well, because comics, we're just so fucking wild.
And you're in paradise.
Yeah. And this is the days when there was, like, the reason that you, like, comedy condos before cell phones had,
Locks on phones.
It's because of the condo in at Comic Strip, because Mark Schiff took a shit in the pool.
It wasn't a baby room.
No need for any future topics. We could just stay on this one for a little bit.
No, wait a minute. No.
What?
I apologize, Mark.
We got to
that
expand
was,
on this one.
No, it was not you that took the shit. It was, I think it was Mick Leszczynski or Ben.
That makes more sense.
Oh, my God. At the same time.
Shout out to Mick Leszczynski.
Mick Leszczynski.
Who I haven't seen in years.
I was at the Lake Ontario Playhouse, and he started telling stories, stories.
He's the best.
I was crying. Yeah, Tears were pouring out of my face. I was laughing so hard.
No, it's funny because the Lake Ontario Playhouse had the condo upstairs. It was friggin' awful.
Oh, the worst.
But they put a lock on the phone because Jim Norton ran up back when the sex phone thing was big. He ran up like a $900 bill one month.
What?
And we were together. He was calling. And when I went back, I'm like, Mike, I can't make a phone call. Mike Kinney. Shout out to Mike Kinney.
He's out in Colorado.
He's like, yeah, because you brought Jim Norton here, and he called sex phones.
Well, just so people know, it's Carol and I sitting across from each other, and Richie and Mark sitting across each other. When Carol said that name, you guys locked eyes and goes, oh, yeah, that makes more sense. Like, at the same time.
That was so
time.
Fucking funny. Yeah. No, Mike. It was Mick Leszczynski who shit in the pool, but Mark Schiff was the one that would...
Cleaned it.
No. Mark Schiff was the one that would call China. Just because, why not?
You have the phone.
Oh, my God.
Because you had the phones.
Animals.
Hey, Mark, I respect you as a comic
I love Mark Schiff.
But I would kick you in the nuts if that happened nowadays because it's like, you're ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, but you know what? Now we're talking almost 40 years ago. You know what I mean?
So like, weren't adults then?
No, they were the same babies they were now.
You'd go to a comedy club and you'd flirt with a waitress and she was all sweet. Maybe she was new. Usually they were new. And you'd flirt, and you'd go back 6 months later, you're like, I hope that waitress is still there. And you go back 6 months later, you're like, hey, honey, how you doing? Fuck you. And you're like, I didn't even do anything, but somebody scorned her.
Somebody
no,
did.
No, no, no,
somebody
no.
scorned
Wait, my favorite was...
Oh, God, that's funny.
Because it'd be comics that would have... whenever I would work the clubs, and I used to work the road all the time, all over the country, and everywhere she'd go, did you know so-and-so? Because there was always some comic. And I'd be like, yeah, yeah, he's a friend. He's my boyfriend. And then you'd go to the next club, and the waitress would say, do you know so-and-so? Yeah, the fucking comics had girlfriends in every
And then they
part.
Discovered the internet.
Yeah. But this is all before.
And Facebook ended all of it. Yeah. No, I'm saying.
No, yeah.
You could do that before that.
Yeah, it ruined comedy.
Girl Kelly has so many quarters.
In every porch.
Yeah.
Oh, you dude, that one?
Do you remember what happened? My grandmother's best friend,
State College?
Who wanted me to start dating her daughter, and then all of a sudden her daughter went to come over to the hotel.
Oh,
and she goes,
you mean the night we were there?
Yeah,
yeah, I remember when she parked behind me.
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead.
She goes, where are you going? She goes, oh, I want to visit Joel and the comedians at the hotel. She goes, oh, that Joel, he's got a different girl in every port.
He's like a Navy guy.
But this lady could barely see. Oh, she's 5 foot tall. And she's talking about her grown daughter who's in her 40s.
Well, here's the funny
thing.
She
does her business.
We do the show. We go out to a bar to have whatever food, just a couple of drinks.
Sure. Just
She just shows up, right? And nice girl sits down, and I'm sitting next to him. And she's talking, and she's looking at Joel. She's like, "This couple." And I just turn to Joel, and I go, "All right, what's going on here?" So here's a story. Yeah. So
I'm a comedy producer.
No, nothing. Yeah. I mean, Joel gets it more than the comics, you know. So now we go to leave.
He makes money.
Shout out to Joel.
Shout out to Joel.
Shout out to Joel wherever he is.
Shout out to Mrs. Joel. So.
Your wife is going to hate this podcast.
Yeah. The girl, we go to leave, and it's like all the comics, his father, who's the biggest degenerate of all of us, Joel's father. And
shout out to Joe, because he's
Joe,
my
Joe
favorite
Richardson,
human
my idol.
Ever.
And
Carol,
outside,
we'll get back to you in a second,
and
I guess.
The girl turns to Joel, and she goes, well, it was good seeing you. And he goes, yeah, good seeing you, too. Okay, see you later. Going to walk to my car now. And she just walks to the car, and I'm like, what an asshole. He should have went with her and said, meet me at the hotel, right? So we get back to the hotel. I go, dude, what's wrong with you? That girl obviously wanted to hang out with you. And he goes, yeah, I wanted to be with you guys. I go, what is wrong with you? So
Joel,
like
the kindergartner he is.
So we're all like, can you call her? Call her now. Call her now.
All
she
the
went,
comics
and
are yelling
goes,
at him.
He goes, okay,
she's gorgeous.
I'll call you. Yeah, she was beautiful. He goes,
Are you really married?
No, he's kidding.
Goes, I'll call her.
No, I didn't have a Valentine.
Now, you got to remember, he just spent the whole week setting up all this whole tour.
Right.
He worked his ass off. He's got us rooms. It's not like every other booker. He actually cares and shows up. Like, you're never going to believe what
he does. Hold on. That'll change. Okay, go on.
So, yeah, you're right, it will. So, it's like 2 a.m. We're like, call her now. And he goes, okay, I'm going to call her, but she better not expect much because I'm exhausted. And we realized that was the real truth, was Joel was done. It wasn't us.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
And you're exhausted?
Isn't
you have
he
a
adorable?
Woman who wants to fuck
he
you?
He took
and
care
you're
of
exhausted?
It. He took care of it.
All right.
The next day,
did
we're
he
at,
say, can I lie on my back? Can you just be
yes,
on top?
Pretty much. The next day, I was in the room. The next day, we're at my car.
We're doing a documentary.
Because we're driving back. It's near Pittsburgh, so we're driving back in my car.
We're next to the Subaru Outback, because that's the car of
what's the matter?
Richie's
what are we doing?
Type.
Just keep talking. So we're at my car, and Joel comes out with the girl. She's parked right behind my car.
What are the odds?
She's got to do the walk of shame.
Huge parking
right
lot.
Past all the comics.
No. And Mark's packing the car. This other comic, Brendan Donegan. Shout out to Brendan.
Shout out to Brendan Donegan.
But Richie, who can't help himself, you know, he goes, oh, this is awkward.
He says it to her.
Because comedians think if they just make things awkward, it'll get a
if
laugh.
You just, no,
but
if you
in
make
real
it
life,
apparent,
it's like, you're an asshole.
No, if you make it apparent that it's awkward, it's no longer awkward.
Right.
For you.
It was hilarious.
That's hysterical.
All right, hey, now we go to the joke section.
Oh, we haven't done the joke yet. I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch it around since we're talking about drinking and stuff. What's going on?
Nothing.
No, don't worry about
it's
it.
It's a fucking radio show. No one can see
I know,
anything.
But you guys keep looking out the window behind me.
Well, all right, so what happened was Evan was behind you going, and then we looked at him and goes, no.
Okay, and when you go like that going, no one knows what he was
he
asking if we wanted a drink.
We wanted another drink.
Right. So.
This is good vodka.
I'm sorry that I upset you. Are you drinking vodka now?
No.
I think it was a callback to her drink.
I was bringing back the drinks.
All right, here's the
joke.
As
a producer, I knew.
Let me get the joke in.
As the talent, it wasn't about him.
Let me get the joke in, because so far, we've destroyed the whole drinks, jokes, storytelling. We're on 48 stories.
We're alcoholics.
Married couple, 65 years married, driving along. The husband's driving, wife's in the passenger seat. They get pulled over by a cop. The wife loses her mind. Did I tell this
you
already?
You told it. Yes. Yep.
Can't tell it.
Okay.
Can't tell it.
You're like my grandfather.
Only when he's drunk.
Yeah. Because it would have worked because we were talking about drinking.
Oh, yeah.
How about the one about the comics? Want to do that one?
Let's do it.
Three comics driving to a gig. They get in a car accident and they die. Yeah. You know this one?
No.
No.
I can't wait. Who are the comics that die?
They go up to...
And
so they're up
and where are they working? Because I could use a gig this weekend.
St. Peter comes out and he goes to the first comic. He goes, "You were the headliner tonight. You were this close. You were on your way to fame and fortune. You're an amazing comedian. And it's a shame you died, but come into heaven." And he goes up to the second comic. He goes, "You were the middle act. You had a really good act. You know, you eventually would have found it and gotten somewhere, but you're here now, so come on in." And he goes up to the opening act and he goes, "You were the opener."
That is such an inside joke, people. But you know what? It's a great fucking joke.
It is. It's a great joke.
All right. I got a similar one.
How about, or better yet, "You were good, too." It's the you were good, too.
Comedy's hard.
Go ahead, give me one.
So
I'm proud of you. Give me one.
Three guys. There's a car wreck. Three guys die, and they go to heaven. And they're at the gate, and the first guy walks up, and St. Peter goes, "So what'd you do?" He goes, "I was a lawyer." And he goes, "Ooh, that's a tough one." He goes, No, I did a lot of pro bono work. I did a lot to help underprivileged people, and I also gave a lot of money to charity." He goes, "Oh, okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and walk right through the gate." Next guy walks up and he goes, "So what do you do?" He goes, "Well, I was a doctor." And he goes, "Oh, doctor, were you a good doctor?" And he goes, yeah, I help make sick people feel better and whatever." "Oh, that's so nice of you. Go ahead, go right through the gate." Third guy walks up and goes, "So what do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedian." He goes, "Ooh." He goes, no, I made a lot of people laugh. I made people who felt bad about things laugh, and they enjoyed their lives." And he goes, "Okay. Well, there's a door over here. You go through the kitchen."
Now that's an inside joke.
Yeah. Oh, that's
remember,
hilarious.
Grandpa, you ever work Grandpa's in Staten Island?
I was in L.A. by then.
Grandpa's would literally go, "Sit over there."
Was this Grandpa Munster?
Yeah.
He owned Al Lewis.
No, he didn't own it. He had...
Or even the face.
He had a place in Yonkers.
Which is the worst face to put in.
Yeah, I know. That's so true.
Cigar all
he had a place... I never know why they did this. He had a place in Yonkers what? Or up in Westchester somewhere, and it was a really good restaurant. It was just a restaurant. And for some reason, these guys opened a club in Staten Island mm-hmm. and called it Grandpa's Comedy Club. And paid him money for the name. I don't know why. I don't understand why.
Money laundering.
But it was the name. It was the same name.
Grandpa's. It was
in Yonkers.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It was Grandpa's restaurant.
And Grandpa's attic.
Like comic strip. Comic strip.
Right.
But they would. I'll tell you a great story about them. They would. This guy Paulie owned it, and he was, of course, the guy Paulie owned it, and he was a great guy. He was a nice guy.
Who else would own?
And he died, and. His brother took it over, and when the brother took it over, everybody said, "Fredo's taking over."
Oh, that's funny.
So,
how did Paulie die?
Heart attack.
Or are we not allowed?
Heart
sure
attack
it was.
In Atlantic City.
Sure so. It was.
Uh-huh, sure.
Heart attack, two holes in the back of his ear.
So, I used to work there because I was from Staten Island, so... This is
and you owed a lot of money.
96. No. And it was a good club,
I'm
but...
Kidding.
I'm kind of...
Right.
So it's like 96, 97. I get a phone call from Tony Camacho. Shout out to Tony Camacho.
Tony Camacho. Hi, Tony.
And Tony says,
Apollo
listen,
Creed.
You haven't worked at... Tony, it's so Tony. You haven't worked Grandpa's in a while. Christmas is on a Sunday. Why don't you come do Grandpa's? This is like in October. He says, why don't you do Grandpa's that weekend? You'll be home.
Right.
And, you know, it's less money than you usually get.
Oh, you mean it's summer money?
But But you know what? You'll make some money on Christmas weekend. It's going to be a tough weekend to fill. All right, Tony, great idea. I go, how much? Well, I'll let you know when it gets close. So now we're the week of Christmas. This is 3 months later. It's Christmas week. And I'm calling him. I'm like, Tony, what? You got to get back to me. So he calls me and he goes, all right, it's five shows, $150, and blah, blah. And I go, all right. I go, that's interesting. He goes, what? I go, well, it's more than I usually get. He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, you said it was going to be less, but it's $150 a show. I don't normally get $150 a show. And he goes, no, no, it's $150 for the weekend. I go, you're paying me $30 a show to headline? Oof. And he goes, yeah. I go, Tony, I can't do this. There's no way I can do this.
Right. All right, two
Come
grand.
On. No, he goes, really? I go, Tony,
If I do this, they're never going to respect me.
Yeah, no one's. What if someone found out? I go, listen, I can't do it, man, and now I'm screwed because it's too late to pick something up. He goes, I got a private party for $300. He goes, I thought you might say no, so I held it. So I'll get somebody else. You do. The owner of the club calls me and leaves a message. Richie Byrne, leaves a message on my machine. I can't believe you screwed me like this. I can't believe, I thought we could work through this. We could work this out. Work this out? Go fuck yourself. How about that? $30 a show?
You ever get a booking? And
I hope
you
he's dead or I am.
Oh, God. But did you ever get like a booking and then they send you the work and then you try to break it down? Like, how did this number come up for this many shows? And it's like, it doesn't make sense. So I'm getting $103.43 a show? Like, yeah, how did this number make sense in anybody's book?
All right. We need to talk to Carol.
Well, I had a question for her, actually.
Please.
Oh, thank you.
So Richie and I went to college, the same college.
Mark and I never do this, but for some reason we like jumped on you, and I'm sorry.
She's gorgeous.
Richie told me that you and Steve Shripa went to the same high school.
Yes.
Now, did you go to a performing arts high school?
No, we went to Lafayette High School in Brooklyn.
All right, calm down. So it's just a coincidence.
Yeah,
have you ever seen
Steve Shripa dance? He's amazing.
I did a voiceover with him, and I mentioned your name, and he just looked at me and was like, yeah, I went to school with her, and I was like, all right, I don't want to die. It's cool.
I used to say,
I was just trying to be your friend.
Not be a cold call.
We got to hang out for fucking 3 hours. I didn't.
I used to say, because we went to Lafayette High School together, I was the cheerleader and he was the thug. But you know
Socias
what,
Steve and greasers.
Steve Shripa has always been my guardian angel, because these guys know the story, but when I was working at the Riviera Comedy Club.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Right, with
Which he booked.
Right, yeah. John Manfilotti and, I forgot who, and Rick Corso, okay. And I was closing, and all of a sudden I get this call, like, I was there, it was Monday through Sunday. And I get a call Monday night going, Carol, Steve, yeah. Because listen, the comedian and Crazy Girls had a heart attack, so they need you to do that show. So you're going to go back and forth. Because the shows were back to back. Remember Crazy Girls?
Mm-hmm. So it's basically the first night you're there.
Right.
You get the call.
Right. And so I literally go, I did 27 shows that week. I would go and do the show at the comedy club that started at 8. Crazy Girls was at 9. Then I'd go back at 10.
You got a much different phone call than Richie Byrne got that.
Yeah, I hope you got more than 30 a show.
Exactly. Well, that ended up being the whole thing why I ended up in Vegas. Because after that, I ended up doing that for a week, and then the producer offered me a year contract, and then I ended up being there for 5 years.
That's really cool.
Imagine. Yeah.
So Steve Shripa is my guardian angel.
Right.
When I met Steve Cruiser, and he would talk about you all the time.
Yeah.
And I think you were in Vegas then,
right.
doing
yes.
it.
Yes, that's when I left to go to Vegas, and it was if you talk to Mike, if you say to my son, where did you grow up? He'll say Vegas.
Well, the thing I was going to say about what Carol just said is you say this all the time when people talk about, oh, you don't help me, you don't help me, you don't help me. Someone gave her, opened the door with Steve Shripa, but it's what Carol did with it that got you more opportunities.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you killed it.
Absolutely.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no, it's
absolutely.
But Steve always was, we knew each other. He, in fact, beside being the fact that he ended up getting me Crazy Girls, originally the Riviera Comedy Club was the improv.
Okay.
And Bud Friedman would never headline women. So I used to always go into open. And as soon as they took, literally the day the Riviera took it over, I got a phone call from
Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
Carol just pinched my nipple.
But he did. He called me immediately and said, I want you to headline the room now.
That's really cool.
We own the, yeah. So yeah, he's a great guy.
Guys,
it's a busy week.
I hate to break this up, but we are actually out of time.
I think we need more with Carol than we should do.
Carol,
show.
You need to come back and do another episode. We haven't even touched that we've done over a dozen overseas.
I know
for
that
we've done
the military show and then the show I'm doing now.
There is so much.
I'm upset because I had so much to talk to Carol about.
Can I plug my new show?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
plug.
And Mark helped me get another day, but we have a show called Women of a Certain Age Comedy Show, and it's all
amazing.
It's all middle-aged female comics, and we have a residency at the Crane Theater in New York City.
Who's on
Great.
The cast? On the
oh,
show?
Everybody.
Oh, it rotates.
I mean, you know what I want? If I show you the list,
they have a roster that is just killer after killer.
The show. We had Julia Scotti the first show.
Okay.
Who was? Oh, Jesus. Scott. Leanne Lord, Veronica Mosey, Vanessa Hollingshead was last week. April show is Felicia Michaels, Jane Condon, Michelle.
I think I should do it. I'm a lesbian.
Yes, I know that.
You
I'm
are
hoping
a woman
that you
of a
will.
Certain age.
But you're so young, right? Jeannie Garofalo is in our
so
April
fresh
show.
Faced.
I mean, we have Sherry Davies doing the one in Newtown with me. I mean, so we just
That's
it's
great.
Taking off, and it's great because, you know,
there are a lot of funny women.
And so older women, but this,
older
we're talking
women.
About the older women. The same
right.
way we talk about the older guys, like because we're veterans and we all know
right.
our shit.
Right.
But
Richie and I are going to do the saggy balls of comedy.
Nope.
You know what?
Rick Adana, who's 36.
Yeah, but my nickname in high school
he's
is Grandpa Balls.
He's aged well.
My nickname in high school is Grandpa Balls.
Not Grandpa's Comedy Club, Richie.
Grandpa's Balls.
What happened to this show? Yes. Seriously.
But it's going really well.
I think that's a great.
And we're touring it. And
that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty exciting.
And when are you playing? Where in Newton?
Newtown,
Pennsylvania, the Newtown Theater. That's in May.
Okay.
So we have dates literally, besides the Crane Residency, we have dates every month. And then we're doing Bridge Street in August.
Yeah.
So,
that's
I mean,
right.
I mean, we're just.
Oh, really?
I want to take it to the level of blue collar and just tour
cool.
constantly with that's rotating awesome. Casts. Do you know what I mean? And then maybe
right.
sit them in Vegas for a while. And then I just go, oh, look, there's more mailbox money for me.
Right. Sit home and collect the money.
Yes, because I'm an old fucking bitch.
It's all we all want at this point.
I am so tired. Can I just tell this one story quick?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Because we've been road comics for so many years. And so I was doing the Poconos.
Shout out to the Poconos.
Shout out. What are you doing this?
Yes.
Squeaky.
So
the worst gig of your life.
So, but
you're
but,
just performing for people in their refractory period.
Marion Grodin put it best. Whatever addiction you have comes out huge when you Poconos.
It's yes. Oh, it's so
it's
true.
Whatever it is,
it's a bunch of couples sitting there waiting for the guy to get a boner again,
so
and then
they
they're gonna walk
again.
Out of the
right.
show.
Right.
Hey, I got a boner. Let's
and,
get out of here.
You're staying in the worst rooms. But go ahead. I'm
but,
sorry.
But, you know, it was, so we, I, you know, I got a car, I rented it Friday, you know, I came home Saturday night. It was only like 200 miles round trip. I was so fucking tired. The next few, like I used to, Mark and I used to do, we used to go do road gigs, like remember?
No hotel, just drive back and
right,
forth.
Right, 6 hour road trip, not a problem.
Round
I
trip,
literally
yeah.
just
I went from
got.
Philly to Newburgh to Virginia Beach to fucking
right,
here.
Right, right. But I literally, today's the first day I feel better, and I came back Saturday night. It's Thursday. I'm old. That's the reason I'm telling the story is that's why I want the mailbox money.
So go see the name of the show is
Women of a Certain Age Comedy.
Go see Women of a Certain Age Comedy so Carol can sit home and collect money, people. It's only right. It's only right.
It's only
it's the
fair.
Only way to go.
Right.
And that was Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Thanks, guys.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.